We're doing Rosh Hashanah, we're up to the fourth white line on Chaf Zayin Amud Bet. Tibek Shivrei Shofarot Pasul. If a person glued together shards of a shofar, he had broken pieces of a shofar, he glued them together, that's disqualified, that's a shofar pasul. Tan Rabbanan, Hosif Alav Kol Shu Ben B'mino Ben Shelo B'mino Pasul. If he added anything to the shofar, doesn't matter if it was of the same material as a shofar, Mino, or if it was a different material, shalobimino, it's possible. Nikavisatmo, if there was a hole in the shofar and he filled that hole, then bimino ben shalobimino, doesn't matter if it was from the same material or not, pasul, that's disqualified. Rabbi Natan Omer, bimino kasher, shalobimino pasul. Rabbi Natan says, no, depends. If you filled it with the same material, shofar material, that's kosher. If not, then it's pasul. Says Rashi, "B'mino kasher im eino me'akev et atkia." Oh boy, okay. If it doesn't get in the way of the tkia, then in the way of your blowing, so then if you filled it with its own material, that's okay. So the Gemara explains, "B'mino kasher." When we said that its own material is kosher, says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, v'hu shenishtayeru bo. 2 more minutes then, okay? That's provided, v'hu shenishtayeru bo. That's provided that the majority of the shofar is still intact. Mechlal d'shelob mino afal pi shenishtayeru bo pasul. So we infer from that when you filled in the crack with something that's of a different material, even though the majority of the shofar is still intact, that's disqualified. Okay, so that's one understanding. Then there are those that quote this quote on the end of the Mishnah. Shelo b'mino pasul. That the Mishnah says if you filled in the crack with a different material, then you've disqualified the shofar. Amar Rabbi Yochanan v'hu shenifchat rubo. Rav Yochanan says, when is it that filling the crack with a different material disqualifies it? If the majority of the shofar is cracked, michlal debim mino aval pi shenifchat rubo kasher. So then we infer the other way, that when it is the same material, then even though the majority of the shofar is included in the crack, that's still kosher because you're filling it with the same material. Tzipau zav mibivnim pasul, mibachutz, im nishtana kolo mikmot shaya, pasul v'imnav kasher. We said earlier that if you coated it with gold on the inside, it's disqualified. On the outside, it depends if it changes the sound or not. Nisdak lo ko pasul, v'ochbo im nishtayo boshut kia kasher v'imnav pasul. If it cracked, if it has a crack along its length, it's pasul. Along its width, it depends if you have the amount of shofar that it takes to blow, a minimum amount or not. That will define whether it's pasul or not. The kama shiur tkiya, so how much is called the minimum amount? Piresh rashbag, kidei shiuchzen biyado v'yirei lekan lekan. It has to be that when you hold it in your hand, you see a shofar on both sides. So then, if you have a crack running across its width, that would still be kosher. Haya kolot dako aveo tzarut kasher. Doesn't matter what kind of voice comes out of the shofar. Thick, thin, hoarse. Either way, it's kosher. Shekol hakolot kasherim b'shofar. All sounds coming out of a shofar are kosher. Shachule la'avod Shmuel. We'll pick up here Bezrat Shem next time. What's the shachule? They sent a question to Shmuel's father.